An Irishman bought the drum horse for 160 rupees at the sale, and the colonel was wroth. Yale professed repentance. He was unnaturally submissive, and said that as he had only made the purchase to save the horse from possible ill-treatment and starvation, he would now shoot him and end the business. This appeared to soothe the colonel, for he wanted the drum horse disposed of. He felt that he had made a mistake and would not, of course, acknowledge it. Meantime, the presence of the drum horse was an annoyance to him. Yale took to himself a glass of the old brandy, three cheroots, and his friend Martin, and they all left the mess together. Yale and Martin conferred for 2 hours in Yale's quarters, but only the bull terrier who keeps watch over Yale's boot trees knows what they said. A horse, hooded and sheeted to his ears, left Yale's stables and was taken, very unwillingly, into the civil lines. Yale's groom went with him. Two men broke into the regimental theatre and took several paint pots and some large scenery brushes. Then the night fell over the cantonments, and there was a noise as of a horse kicking his loose box to pieces in Yale's stables. Yale had a big, old white Whaler trap horse. The next day was a Thursday, and the men, hearing that Yale was going to shoot the drum horse in the evening, determined to give the beast a regular regimental funeral. A finer one than they would have given the colonel had he died just then.